cows in there or grow some, you know, grow something to...
So what are their two zonings, Scott?
Well, they had A1 and MH1.
Okay, that, which is what it is currently, right?
Yeah, we're just changing the boundaries of the MH.
So the boundaries of the A1. The zoning stays the same. It's just a small boundary
difference. I don't have any problems with the boundaries or anything. If they want to put them together, that's fine. I just didn't... We got such a nice neighborhood down there. I don't want to see.
No, totally. That's
going downhill because we have a beautiful place down there.
Absolutely.
And that is my main concern.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Well, I can appreciate y'all taking the time to come in and find out a little more of what's going on. So, based on what you're describing, sir.
George Sism, my wife Monica. We live next door to the south part of that area. And they want to make it agricultural. What is it now?
It is currently agricultural. The zoning stays the same. They're just trying to remap a small portion of the acreage.
Clear.
Does that help out? Thank you. Anyone else?
Good afternoon. My name is Dallas Dixon. I live at 1467 Yamaco Road. I lived there back when that used to be a mobile home park, and it used to be nothing but trouble. I'd find needles all along the side of the road, a bunch of druggies, a bunch of alcoholics. I'd have, most time I had four times one year my fences run through, cattle get out. I'll run cattle on both sides of the road. That road is not made for that much more traffic. We've even had a vehicle hit the bus because the road ain't wide enough. I've had a lot of other problems besides that. I had to sell some property because four-wheelers keep cutting the fences on me to get to the lake. That's all I have to say. Appreciate it.
Where are you at?
I'm at 1467.
Where is that?
Is that up?
Northeast.
I own 266 acres in there.
All right.
So... and another neighbor runs cattle across the road, up the road from me. So, I mean, it's hard to take cattle across the road when people's flying. It says 25 mile an hour zone. They run 40 to 50. Never had deer killed on our road until last year. There was three of them killed. People just drive too fast. So, one of these days I hope a kid doesn't get hit because the road ain't big enough. Have a good day.
Right. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Appreciate everyone's time. Again, just to remind everyone, this will be a recommendation to approve or not approve for recommendation to the Taney County Commission. And I have a very specific motion that I have to read on these two rezones. Do we have enough information
Your applicant hasn't come back if she wanted.
Oh, do you want to respond to anything? Or are you the applicant? You got anything else to add, or?
Yes, you were correct on there. All we did is we tried to keep the lots the same size.
You come out front, please.
We tried to keep the lots the same size they were. That's why we shifted the stuff around.
Yeah.
And it's just all just cleaning it up. And I wish our neighbors that were concerned would have just came and talked to us. I mean, we're very friendly and nice people to come talk to.
Yeah, and also, like, I know Mr. Willie had a question about, like, the septic and stuff. It's all, like, septic. It's the, like, sewer, like, they each have their own septic and stuff. And, like, we do take care of the property. Like, we live right across the street, and we're constantly up there, you know, managing the property and taking care of it. It's not like we got rid of the meth houses that were up there, and we don't have a plan to build or put anything there. We pulled a permit a while back, but we don't have any specific plans to build anything. We're just trying to sell it right now, and we can't sell it when one of the trailers are not on the property. So that's the main purpose of what we're trying to do.
And to answer the question, if we do ever add anything to it, it would, if we wind up keeping the property, like I said, we got to go through the right process, but it'll be to get rid of the trailers and put, we'll call them tiny homes, we'll call them smaller homes.
Yeah.
And we'll redo all the stuff when the time comes.
It'd be to improve it, not to make it an eyesore.
And it'll all be done the right way as we work with the planning zoning office.
Yeah.
I
mean,
and Scott, your name, sir, is?
Roy Davis. I, okay. I was a little bit late coming up.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. Scott,
any other questions for the applicant?
No, we would just like to explain that all we got was a notice, and the way this notice reads is we didn't understand what it was. It looked like it was something that it is not, and none of us have a problem with them wanting to connect that trailer back onto that property for the water hookup and stuff. It's just the way our notice came in the mail.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know we were getting the notices. And the way it read, it looked like everything was going to be completely different. So it really was just basically a misunderstanding and a miscommunication.
All right.
Which is much of our fault, as you know. Anyway.
So we do the notices, so I'll take fault for that.
Yeah,
Marla wrote it.
Not,
well, this is our first one, and I knew. We'll take that into account. We'll try to figure out how to get, because we're going to have two or three more of these for people.
So it sounded like a big war was about to happen with, like, a trailer park development was coming to the end of the road.
And usually,
that's
like,
how you end the
tree.
Yes.
Sir, we need to keep the meeting going. So,
yes, sir.
I'll make a recommendation. I'll make a motion to recommend to the county commission that they make the changes as requested.
Well, we're
read that.
And then, okay. Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Let me read the motion. Is a motion to recommend approval of application 24-009 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Roy and India Davis and Items Rentals LLC for parcels located at 2088-2100 Yandell Cove Road, parcel 09-8.0-27-000-000-024.003, future lot 1 Davis Estates to be rezoned MH1 zoning district, in 2136 Yandell Cove Road, parcel 09-0.8.0-27-000-000-024.000, future lot 2 Davis Estates to be zoned A1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of that motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous?
You want to let the Davises know for sure,
so that,
the public know when the county
so
commission meeting
for
is?
The public and the Davises, it's not going to be next Monday. It'll be Tuesday, April 16th for the county commission meeting. What time? 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Same spot.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate everyone's time.
Okay, we will figure that out.
Okay, next we've got rezone at 121 Yale Street, Branson, from O office to C1 neighborhood commercial district.
Case number RZ24010.
Let's go.
Okay. Peggy Crosby is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is 08-4.0-17-000-000-013.000, located at 121 Yale Street, Branson. The existing property is zoned O for office. The rezone request is for C1 neighborhood commercial district. So looking at our PowerPoint, this is U.S. Highway 65. You get to it by going up to the high road and take the west outer road. And instead of going on Buchanan, you just go straight south, which is called Sunrise Drive. This is our transfer station property right here. You can see the parcel highlighted there at the bottom. I just zoomed in on it. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, the charcoal color is the city limits of Branson. That's zone O because there was a Division 3, which was in your packet, approval for a real estate office at that location. And again, your Division 3 permits were for the office, not, you know, any kind of other commercial, but that's thus why it's zone O. That bright green color's office. And then I have some pictures. I start right in this location looking at Yale and just kind of work my way around so that you know, and I kind of stayed out on Sunrise. So your subject's property is here on the left. Applicant.
Scott, would you have access to the chart that would show what's permissible in between the two while she's given her present? Hi.
Hello.
Good evening.
I'm Peggy Crosby. So I just want to put a little business in there. I'm going to have a house where ladies can come and play dress up. So it'll all be inside the property, and then I have a Knight Rider replica car that I'm going to put and close the carport and make it into a garage, and I'll have that on display in there. So that's really about all I'm doing.
Any questions for the applicant?
Open full time for this?
Right now it's just going to be Friday and Saturday. It's just kind of a way for me to make a little money on the side, and I'm a horrible landlord, so I don't really want to rent it. That's the most I'm willing to do for my time, and if it takes off and gets bigger than that, I would probably sell it, and it would probably move into town would be my guess, because it's going to be a touristy type thing. So
I noticed going by there, it looked like the sign's not operational now or coming down or something.
I highly doubt that could be resurrected. My intent is I'm just going to put banners up for the business, and I'll have the sign company come out and put some down lights on those banners so there won't be any light pollution to the neighbors or anything like that. And it's not going to be operational at night. It's only going to be from 10 till 6 Fridays and Saturdays.
It was used in the past for, it was a commercial use in the past.
Right, yeah, there's a big sign there, so.
Yep. We approved that a long time ago.
So you have civic and institutional uses, and then veterinary services, of course, your last commercial use. But there's your chart for C1. Well, I was looking. Do you see the plus and minus?
It's at the top. It's at the very top.
At the top by the page numbers.
Straight up the middle at the top.
Right here?
Yep. Very top middle.
Top middle. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
The plus sign.
The plus sign. Thank you. Oh, I can see that. I knew it was there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
So just this one residence, this one lot is now office.
Mm-hmm.
And the homes to the north, that's just all residential.